The activities of the Gardaí in the 1980s, while they may be historical, have actually led through into the modern day as well, and we have had cases, there are particular cases in relation to Donegal and treatment there as well. So I think there has to be an examination of how these activities have influenced actually the Gardaí right way through, and we have to open that up. And if everything has changed the way you say it has, well, that'll stand up through that inquiry as well, and that'll actually be vindicated. Because I think it's very important that we highlight this, because it's particularly, even apart from anything else, you know, how can we hold other countries to account for what they're doing, and raise that through, for example, like the Council of Europe or something like that there, where it raises those questions, where we have this hanging over ourselves in this state, and indeed even within the North, where we're talking about measures that need to be take place there, or how the RUC behaved, when we have this actually hanging over ourselves as well. I think we have to come clean on that. Not only the Gardaí, but the state and the government and everybody else turned a blind eye to these activities and allowed them to continue, and gave free rein to the Gardaí to allow that to happen. And if nothing else, we had an investigation and an inquiry would hopefully go to make sure that that doesn't happen again in the future, because I think the potential is still there for that to happen, and that's the crux of the problem.